Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
On the line is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app and catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sunday from 11 to 1 p.m. leading you right up to the kickoff on the BetMGM network right there on the Odyssey app.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
What's
Nick.
Going on, guys? How are we doing today? Happy Thursday.
Yeah, no news going on in the world today about the NBA or anything.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups being arrested by the FBI for various betting offenses. The Rozier one actually seems to be, obviously, he's directly influencing things on the court where he's dribbling the ball off his knee, reportedly, and there are videos of this all over social media where Rozier is potentially, and, the NBA did investigate him and clear him, so I'm fascinated to see how this is going to play out.
I thought that was interesting, too, yes.
Yeah, where we'll see about Terry Rozier, did this happen, did it not happen? Just an accusation for now, and for whatever it's worth, maybe nothing. Terry Rozier's attorney just put out a statement saying basically that, he was cleared by the NBA and the FBI, basically had a photo op here today of them perp walking Terry Rozier when he was cleared by the NBA. So we'll see on that one. The Billups one, to me, has, It's grouped in because it's illegal, because it's a great headline. Sitting head coach arrested for illegal gambling. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to do with sports betting. He's in the Tony Soprano executive card game. It's a poker game. That's the mafia involved. It's something out of a movie, but it's not sports betting. He's not betting on the Blazers. He's not betting against them. So to me, that story and the Rozier story are only related in the sense that they're both involved in the NBA. And that both of them are involved in illegal gambling. But the Billups one, again, is poker. It's not sports betting. So I don't want to say it's being misreported. It's sensationalizing for headlines. I would do the same thing if I were these outlets because it's really eye-catching, right? And it's really interesting. I don't want to say it's much ado about nothing because it is more than that. But I kind of think it's going to be business as usual moving forward. And maybe I'm pie in the sky, but that's my opinion.
And we're still waiting to kind of see exactly how Billups might be tied to all this whole thing. We know he was arrested, but we don't know maybe what role he played or he's accused of playing.
It seems to me, again, with the information that's out there now, and things can and I'm sure will change, that Billups is involved, with the mafia, these are their words, not mine, with an illegal poker game. Which I'm sure is a really high risk poker game that you are not allowed to do these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. It's not that he's betting on the NBA or that he's influencing his team to win or lose. Again, maybe that comes out, but right now, that's not what this is. So okay, great. You can't do that, but to group him with Terry Rozier kind of makes it seem like they're doing the same thing, and the initial reporting says that that's actually not accurate as far as Chauncey Billups goes.
Hmm. I don't, we talk about this all the time, and obviously this is your business, but it also seems like it's so much easier for the leagues to be able to follow the money trail to see when there's a bump because they're now. I mean, a lot of people might say, well, they shouldn't have legalized gambling. Shouldn't have. But I mean, to me, it seems like that they've made it easier to find corruption because they've said, okay, we're going to embrace this and we want to let our fans be able to do it, but we don't want our employees to do it.
Yeah, look, I mean, like the John Tay Porter thing, right? Michael Porter Jr.'s brother.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the reason why that got flagged is because there were like tons of bets being placed on these really small specific markets, moving the market, and then all the bets won. Like, if it were not, and this is not me like caping up for legalized sports betting, just like it's the truth that because sports betting is legal, it's way easier to find out when stuff like this is actually happening. And people out there listening can get really mad about that. Like, it's the truth. And look, let's call a spade a spade. Like, I'm sure there are some aspects of legalized sports betting that are really bad. Like, if people, like, young people are betting on sports, like, obviously that should not be happening. It's why, like, we're really careful on my show. Bet responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Like, if you have an issue. Like, these are all things that are true, right? Like, there are potential issues here. But, like, it's a slippery slope. Okay, let's ban alcohol. Like, why is marijuana legal?
Yeah, we tried all that stuff.
And this is not me. I'm not trying to extol the virtues of it. It's not all good. And I'm not ostrich head in the sand about it. Just that I think, like, it becomes a slippery slope where it's like, okay, great, this shouldn't be legal. Then, like, why is alcohol legal? Then, like, do away with everything. And, like, let's have a Puritan society and, like, okay, fine. But I think people are kind of, like, picking and choosing here. And, again, like, the Billups thing is not a sports betting thing right now. And that's the most high-profile one. So let's kind of see what happens, and maybe that changes or more names come out. And maybe this is far more wide-reaching than I ever thought. The last thing that I'll say on this is this kind of activity has been going on well before sports betting was legal and will be going on for all of eternity because everyone's always looking, not everybody, but some people are always looking for an edge and looking for an extra way to make a quick buck. And this is obviously somewhere where you can make that happen. So there you go.
Hmm. Well said.
Let me just ask you one more quick question. Do you think the leagues are going to take a deeper dive into prop bets and maybe ask their partners to say, hey, guys, let's chill out on these prop bets because they're just too easy? Does that make sense?
Easy to manipulate.
Easy to manipulate.
Yeah. I don't have a good answer to that question. I would say probably not. I feel like it's a huge moneymaker.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's within the realm of possibility. You know, my sense is, and I can be wrong, that you would need more than just this to happen. Like, I think you would need, like, LeBron to get arrested. Or, like, Patrick Mahomes to get arrested. And I'm not implying that that would ever happen.
Right.
I'm just saying. I think that you need something, like, worse than Terry Rozier.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Dribbling the ball off his knee in like the fourth quarter of a blowout to be like, okay, like we're gonna overhaul all of this. I think there's candidly, and look, like this is not a political statement. like guns are very, it's not political. Guns are very divisive, but it's like a billion-dollar industry. And when there's money involved, there's always reticence to change things. Same thing with alcohol. Marijuana is a huge money maker for these states. Like when there's so much money involved in a capitalist society, and I'm not saying it's good or bad, just saying, like, I'm kind of hesitant to say like there's going to be a sweeping overhaul until something more significant happens. I hope that what I'm saying is fair and people understand that it's not a politically charged comment.
So all that said, how do you like the Browns in New England this week against the Patriots?
It's a great question, right? So New England looks awesome. Drake May looks awesome. They've won three straight road games. They've covered all the spreads in these games. Coming home, a seven-point favorite against the Browns. I thought Mike Vrabel, guys, Patriots head coach, said something very interesting yesterday when talking to the press, and it's something that we had talked about on Tuesday's edition of my show, You Better You Bet, which is okay, great. Like, we all think Drake May is awesome. I don't even think that's up for debate. Like, he's a great young quarterback, has the potential to be like a top five level quarterback. So we can acknowledge that that is true and that the Patriots have been impressive, and also say that the Cleveland Browns defense is going to be, by orders of magnitude probably, the best defense that the Patriots will have placed. Week one, Raiders, terrible defense. Week two, Dolphins, terrible defense. Week three, Steelers, like, probably terrible defense. Week four, Panthers. Week five, Bills, can't stop the run. Week six, Saints. Week seven, Titans. The Browns are by far the best defense they face. Now, maybe the Patriots are just good enough to be able to win this game by margin. I would probably opt towards taking it. It's not one of my favorite bets, and I haven't bet it yet. If I had to bet the game, honestly, I'd actually think I'd take the points with the Browns and trust the Browns defense to be able to hold down Drake May and this Patriots offense.
I'm looking at this matchup between the Browns and the Patriots too, and I'm trying to get a little bit deeper into it. And you try to look at the AFC North in general, and that's kind of where I want you to go with this too, is when you size it up, look, if Green Bay pulls off the win at Pittsburgh, which I didn't realize they haven't done since Bart Starr was quarterback, if Green Bay pulls off the win at Pittsburgh, all of a sudden, and say the Browns do get a win at New England, man, no. That AFC North no. just no. That's not going to happen?
Okay. For the Browns?
Well, no, what I'm saying is it changes. I know you're saying that, but doesn't it change the look of the AFC North when the Browns are, like, you're literally a game and a half behind the Steelers now?
Yes and no. So, like, if the Browns win and the Steelers lose, then, like, yes, mathematically what you're saying is correct, that they will be X number of games back in the standings. I'm not trying to be, like, the wet blanket here.
Sure.
Or, like, throw cold water on people trying to have fun. But, look, like, I try to give objective analysis. I don't think the Browns want to win. Like, okay, so they're not tanking. I'm not insinuating that the players are trying to lose or the coaches are trying to lose. I said it since before the start of the season. I think it's pretty obvious that organizationally the team is playing for 2026 and beyond, and I actually think that's smart. So I don't even mean that as a criticism. How the hell is a team quarterback by Dylan Gabriel getting over the hump? And, like, you can think that's mean, and that's fine. Like, I'm calling it like I see it. I am unwilling to entertain a possibility that the Browns win the division. I can be wrong. I guess crazier things have happened. Yes, like, the AFC North can constrict a little bit and tighten a little bit, and maybe you could have some hope that the Browns can make a run. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't even want to entertain, like, a scenario where it does happen. I think it's so far outside the realm of something that's actually normal that could exist that I don't even really want to discuss it. You can make a case for the three other teams. I don't think you can make a case for the Browns. And if I'm wrong, and like 3 weeks, 6 weeks down the road, that's not the case, I will gladly come on this show, my show, and every other show I'm on and say I was wrong. I will say it if I'm wrong. I think I'm going to be right.
We will make a Baskin and Phelps t-shirt that we will make you wear. We don't have any, but if we do.
Yeah, if we ever come up with one, you're getting one.
Yeah, otherwise, you win a free bag of air, like all of our other colors.
I will wear it, and it can say, like, Nick Costos was wrong, and underneath the Baskin and Phelps show logo. I will wear it for you guys.
The Cavaliers went to New York last night and lost to the Knicks. Did we learn anything from one game where a bunch of guys were injured?
Yeah, so I'd say this about just what I'd say about the Knicks. I don't know if we're not going to learn about the Cavs until the playoffs. I think Cleveland is going to be like the one or the two seed in the East pending health. They're going to win a ton of games. Like, they're awesome, right? The Cavs are awesome. But, you know, like, when they get into crunch time in a big playoff series, Indiana won't be there obviously this year, but, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of reservations for people. I'm sure Cleveland and otherwise sports bettors, you know, do you trust the Cavaliers to win a big playoff series with the way some of these past series have gone? So for Cleveland, I'm reticent to say kind of like we learned something about the Cavs last night. Like, okay, like they lost on the road at a team that's also really good. I don't think that's like a big black mark against the Cavs. I don't think we'll learn about the Cavs, unfortunately, until we get to like the second rounds of the playoffs. I do think we learned something about the Knicks, and I don't want to make this like too Knicks-centric on a Cleveland show, but I think there is like a Cleveland tie-in given that the Knicks coach is a former Cavs coach and Mike Brown. I do like the new look of this Knicks offense. They played 11 guys in the first 13 minutes of the game, which obviously runs in contrast to Tom Thibodeau running the starters into the ground. I thought this was an excellent first game for Mike Brown as the coach of the Knicks. I think these are clearly the two best teams in the East that played last night. Does the fact that the Knicks won mean they're better than the Cavs? No, but as a Knicks fan, I'm happy with how it went. I would not panic at all if I were a fan of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, Darius Garland didn't play, Mitchell Robinson didn't play, Josh Hart didn't play. The Cavs will be just fine moving forward.
All right. Thank you very much, Nick. We look forward to inventing our own T-shirt to hopefully maybe you'll have to wear that. That would mean the ultimate in optimism. Say goodbye, my friend.
Yeah, and I will wear that shirt. If the Browns win the AFC North, I will gladly say I was wrong.
You
wishing
wear
everyone minimal sweats winning bets the absolute very
I was going to say you have to wear the shirt for a month straight and not take it off. How's that sound?
Well, I'm married, so you'd have to have a conversation with my wife.
Oh, that's true. You have kids, too. All right. Say it again. Say goodbye one more time. Sorry.
Wishing everybody minimal sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck.
Thank you, Nick. We always appreciate you.
Thanks, Nick. Take care, bud.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.